Ignition sequence start.
You think you know the story of Apollo 11, but you don't. What you know is only a small part of the most profound human achievement in history.
I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth.
Less than 3 weeks after launching the first American into space, a trip that lasted only 15 minutes, the president went before Congress and charged the country with landing on the moon before the end of the decade. And why? So that we could wallop the Russians. This was one of the most tumultuous eras in American history. The profoundly unpopular Vietnam War was raging on without an end in sight. Back home, at the Democratic National Convention, thousands of demonstrators clashed violently with police.
They said they were there to protest the war, poverty, racism, and other social ills. Some of them were also determined to provoke a confrontation.
The United States seemed to be coming apart at the seams. America needed a reason to reach for a greatness beyond our misfortunes. We needed Apollo 11.
Apollo 11, the launch team wishes you good luck and Godspeed.
Pulling off Kennedy's audacious vision required hundreds of thousands of people, tens of thousands of companies, and tens of billions of dollars.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
Using never-before-heard mission audio, I'm going to take you through the family lives that fueled the astronauts, the political intrigue that cleared the way, and the collective drive of the country that pushed us into the future. This is 9 Days in July. New episodes arrive every Thursday through February 6th. Listen to 9 Days in July on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.